In this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the guys talk about their obsessions. From the small Wikipedia to the large Super Samurai Sentai Go! Also, Robert and Ben talk about some guy on Google Plus. If you get on someone's page and start attacking them for no reason other than to make yourself feel good, you, sir, are a douchebag. COL 171 starts now.
Sunday, August 5th, 2012.
I'm Jeff. Not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now!
I'm Robert.
Thanks for noticing me.
And I smell like a summer's eve.
That boy ain't right.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length, episode number 171. And I have clean sheets.
God, that's I hope
because,
so.
I think that's only because Dan Sabroso's been by his place.
Oh. No, he has not.
Not yet.
I don't think he's even in.
He's already in Austin.
Last time I checked, he was in Louisiana.
Yeah, as of
now, hadn't updated yet. But.
He's in Austin now, so you'll be seeing him at your place anytime now.
Maybe we'll see.
Maybe.
I'm not going to make any promises on that.
But I guess we'll have a full report next week.
Yeah, so along with video.
No, probably not. But I did have, speaking of what I did this week, Monday night was the test run with me and my friend Phil. We did our test run for Naked Movie Night.
Oh,
yay. We watched Attack the Block.
Oh, God.
And honestly, we actually watched the movie.
Did you really?
Is that, yeah. That's what they all say.
Okay, no, here's the thing. It was just us two. The test run was just us two. So
stop it.
It was only on... It was in his living room on his couch, so, you know, no big deal or anything. We were just naked on the couch watching a movie and having pizza. This week, Naked Movie Night tomorrow features Total Recall, and we're having, or at least we're hoping to have, two guests. So, four of us on my bed.
Oh, God. Now, this cannot end well.
It's going to end and absolutely great. I'm not going to say anything about actually watching the movie or anything. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to have to eventually, like, fully watch it at some point in time just because I have to watch it for COL Movies for next week. But that's not the point of the weekend, really. It's for me to see the movie, but also to be naked with some bears. And I can... Four is probably going to be really crowded on the bed, but hey... I'm sure we'll be fine. And I'll make sure the air conditioning is set.
Welcome to Jeff's Movie Night and Orgy.
Four is not an orgy.
I'm just keeping it.
No, it's not. Five is.
And, I mean, if somebody else ends up joining who has a bigger place or a bigger bed or multiple beds, all with the TV to have a particular movie on, sure, that'll be great.
Nudity is fun. Yes,
mm-hmm. And the rule of it is that sex is not necessary. We could just be sitting there all maybe cuddled up, maybe a little groping or something, and that's it. And we watch a movie.
Okay.
You know, it have to happen.
Naked.
Jeffrey.
If it happens, it happens.
You don't have to explain yourself.
I've got condoms. We're good.
I was just going to say, you don't have to explain yourself, and then you made your condoms. Okay.
I think I might need some more lube, though. I still have lube. I just think I need to restock.
Oh, God.
And on that note, Damon. For the next 13 and one half minutes, Damon will be telling us about his weekend.
Actually, no, I will not be talking that long.
Hold on. I read your post on Bruiser earlier.
Yes.
And I have reason to believe for the next 13 and one half minutes, we're going to hear about it. So go ahead.
Let me get my timer set up here.
Yeah, no shit, right? God. You'll hear one ding at 5 minutes.
Jeffrey, so you can time it appropriately.
I know, I need the program to load.
Oh, God.
No, I'm Ben, but thank you.
No, I would never call you God.
No, it doesn't have the stopwatch feature.
Oh, well, good.
My phone somewhere. I don't know where it is.
So,
so anyway, so yesterday I went, me and my partner Jim went up to Shelbyville to see our friend William Brown in a production of Damn Yankees. William, appropriately enough, was, oh, crap. And I have forgotten the name of the character as I'm sitting here talking about it. Shit.
Anyway, come back
he's the devil character. If you know the musical, then you know the devil character. There you go.
Made famous by Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, or whoever. Anyway, it was also a, he called it a family night, quote unquote, meaning he invited all his friends and people to come. So I got to be around a whole lot of nice bears and one lady. It was a really fun time being around the people, and William was great, and that's really all I'm going to say. I'm not going to discuss the show.
Okay, Robert.
It was, yeah. I'll just say it was a nice community theater production.
Oh.
And leave it at that.
God.
Holy shit.
You're done?
He's done?
Yes.
That was like 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I told you, bitches.
I'm shocked.
No, suck on that.
And by the way, it's...
I just got back. I ran to get some food, you know, start some pasta on, but...
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's queen bitch to you, mister.
No.
So, Robert, how was back to school shopping?
Oh, God, please. I swear, if it wasn't for the stroller meet, this job would be absolute crap. You know, but other than that, I've been up since 5, so I'm a little non-lucid. So if I fade out,
lubricant helps you with that.
No, it doesn't. Not really.
A little lubricant keep you nice and lucid.
Okay, the three of you just need to shut up about the fucking sex.
I didn't say anything about sex.
You need to hit the Craigslist, buddy.
You said there was a naked
man. Oh, hell no.
You could be like, okay, and I've got to mention this. You know, you could hook up with the guy that I'm not using this ad this week that was a necrophiliac looking for a body.
Oh.
No. Just lay there.
I'm sorry. I'm into several things, but necrophilia is not one of them.
He'll be disappointed.
I know he will, but, you know, I'll just have to live with that. Anyway.
Live.
Nope.
I got it.
I'm tired. I didn't even realize the pun.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, so. Jeff, COL movies.
Excuse you.
Ben had.
Bitch. What?
Oh, Ben.
Oh, well, you know, I'm trying to forget that you exist, Ben. Sorry.
Yeah, and that's not working real well like normal.
No, it doesn't. Unfortunately.
Actually, no. This week was spent doing everything for everyone else but myself, with the exception of Friday, where the most exciting thing I did was do a deep clean on my house. And there's nothing quite like forcing your lazy roommate who wants absolutely nothing to do with participating in the household, forcing him to get up and help you clean. That was fun. And on top of that, come to find out my clerkship for the fall may be in serious jeopardy. So as of right now, actually, it doesn't even exist, and it may not. So I may not be graduating in December.
Oh, God.
And it's not. And the sad thing is, it's not really my fault. So I'll be dealing with that. And I also watched $550-something worth of books reduced down to about 140. Thanks to my good friends. You know who they are. They wear patches over their eyes and go, arg, matey.
Arg, matey.
I would like to thank the world for creating PDFs of textbooks. God, you saved me $300+. I love you.
There we go.
So there you go.
So, yay.
Now, what's going on with COL movies? This past week up on this reel of COL movies, we do a double take of Alien Invasions. First up, it's back to the not-so-distant past to watch 2011's low-budget sci-fi thriller, Attack the Block. Then we dubstep our way to present-day Glenview, Ohio, to watch the watch. Finally, we look to the not-so-distant future to discuss our excitement for the upcoming time-traveling mindbender of Looper. All this plus X-Men and Prometheus sequel news, plus a follow-up on some hobbits taking a very unexpected journey. All that plus more on Real 116. Allow it.
Wow. And I have to personally apologize for everybody that was expecting a new heat sinks this week. There's a little thing called life. It kind of got in the way this week. So I have been editing it as we speak. I'm actually kind of going over some stuff while we do this show, too. So, see, I can multitask. But we will be talking about all kinds of fun things, including Walmart, John Goodman, the Colonel, and so much more. Coming up on episode 303 of Heat Sinks.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So. Awesome.
And also this week, real quickly, we don't really have feedback that I know of, but I actually want to say a special congratulations to Travis Owens, otherwise known as Trekkie Nut, over on Bruiser. He got out of the shelter this week, and it looks like his job is going to probably become a permanent thing. So,
yay!
Good for him.
Good Travis. Yeah. Go Travis.
I know he was like so excited about getting out of the shelter. He's like, I didn't even bother to unpack when I got my stuff home. I'm like,
God. You're like, just lay down and enjoy.
Yeah. I know. Just be gracious in your living, Travis, and you'll be
waiting
okay.
on those. Speaking of feedback stuff, still waiting on some more reviews.
Ah.
And so there you go.
Cool.
And who likes us on Facebook this week? Anybody?
That would be Jay Yospa.
I'm sure it's not Yospa.
Yospa. Yeah. Yospa.
Possibly.
Yospa. And Nate Panda.
Yospa.
And Nate Panda.
Is that the Nate that gets on Bruiser?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mister, I just bought a brand new Lexus and have to show it off while the rest of us are driving 99 Cavaliers. Bitch.
Not that you're complaining.
Not that I'm complaining or anything. At least I have four wheels and an engine.
Yeah.
And this might have been over a week ago, but did we mention Ron Jablonski yet?
I don't think we did.
Okay.
So, hi, Ron.
I didn't remember the name, so second shout out.
Yeah. And then our new Tumblr follower this week was Fat Poke, so thank you, Fat Poke, for tuning in.
It's a very odd name.
Yes, it kind of is. But, you know, maybe
bet
that's
you
what
he... He's fat and he likes to be poked.
Or maybe he likes to
poke. Or the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Or he likes fat boys and likes to poke them.
Yeah, because I actually found the most disturbing video, I think, ever on Tumblr this week. Somebody posted this. Little tiny twink boy getting laid by this, like, super, super chub. And I'm just going, holy fuck.
One of them's going to break and it ain't going to be the fat boy.
No, not even close. The sad thing is, I think somewhere towards the end of the video, the box spring or the foundation of the mattress broke. Because I actually heard a great big cracking. So I was like, yikes.
Every fat boy's nightmare.
Can you get disability for that if you get hurt during a sexual escapade?
I don't think so.
Probably not. Brain is.
Yeah. Well.
And it would also depend on their insurance, I guess.
True. This is true. Well, speaking of people doing dangerous and stupid things and getting off on it, Robert.
Okay. This topic is coming up because there's a video. It'll be in the show notes. It's about a gentleman who's absolutely crazy about trains.
Yes, he is.
I mean, crazy, crazy. Not the fun kind of crazy. Just crazy.
I'll just put it this way, because when I first saw this video, because I've seen this video before, long time ago, and I just got to say this much. I got to give like the audience disclaimer, discretion advised thing. You will actually think at several points during this video, this guy's fixing to blow a load in his shorts.
Oh, hell, I thought that when he first saw the
And it's possible he may have had a butt plug in him at the time, too.
Yeah. Now... So it kind of got me thinking. It's like, okay, everybody's got something that they're interested in that other people would kind of look at you and go, okay, the men are coming. They're going to have a white jacket. It's okay. You'll be fine. There'll be drugs, 3 square meals a day, no nurse ratchets. You'll have a nice little mini vacay.
Ah.
So what are those obsessions that we all have that we think that most people are going to look at us and go, okay, girl, you crazy?
I don't think I have anything that's crazy.
Wow. Well, no. So stuff
because WoW's become mainstream, so.
Well, yeah, WoW's become mainstream. And
no, I'm not even talking about that. I didn't even think about that. my Super Sentai Kamen Rider obsession.
Yeah, that one I'm not completely 100% on board with.
Yeah. That well, I understand Jeffrey's obsession, but yeah.
Wow.
That's a little much. But at the same time, you're not like one of my friends. I love him to death, but he has tons, which is why I think you guys should talk, because he has tons.
Don't get me wrong. It's not like I try to get the toys or watch. I don't watch Power Rangers. Well, actually, sometimes I do to kind of
thank
be the
you.
Comparison thing.
Nice try.
What?
But what do you mean? But
he's fantasizing over the pink one.
Anyway.
Hell no. I like green. Anyways. Because I like the original Japanese. And I do have to say the Japanese, I think, despite some of the goofy, weird things that they do on this show,
exactly.
I think it's a much more mature show and better show than Power Rangers.
I agree.
Oh, very cool.
Well, not like that. I agree that, because we can talk about this, because I do watch it. I agree that what they do to what America does to these Sentai shows is oftentimes just horrible.
Yeah, I can see I can see why they totally would kind of do it that way, but I don't think they really understand. But we're, you know, this is beside the point.
Yes, I was going to say, because the FAA is going to fine us for veering off course again. Not for the first time either.
Well, you know, it's not bad to veer off course. It's well, just, but you're going to Colorado and wind up in Maine. It just be fun.
That's like every other episode of COL. We start off in Texas somewhere, and next thing you know, we're in Saskatchewan.
But we were talking about an obsession,
right?
And we were.
Obsessed.
Demonstrating
Jeff. You know, Jeff is kind of obsessed with Super Samurai Kamen, whatever.
Super Sentai Kamen.
Okay, fine. I know it.
Whatever.
I'm just making fun of him. So, Damon, you're next.
So, in a sense, it's kind of along the same vein, just because it's stuff that comes from Japan. I have a, not really obsession, I don't want to call it, but I really have an interest and desire for Japanese anime. And right. For specifically the magical girl genre.
Okay, I have a real quick idea.
Sure.
Why don't you, Damon, find some time in the near future, take a road trip, go see Jeff, and you two can have naked anime night.
By the way, you might be interested in the Cutie Honey series.
Yes. See, I know Cutie Honey.
Oh, you have already seen that one?
I have seen some of Cutie Honey, yes.
Okay, so are we talking like Sailor Moon and that kind
yes.
of stuff? Because I'm not really... Okay, so it is... That's the magical girl genre.
Magical girls like Cardcaptor Sakura, Magic Users Club. Sailor Moon is the one that most people will know.
Okay.
You know, and it's just... they're cute and fun. And like you said,
you really should see Cutie Honey. It's a hoot.
I know.
It is a hoot.
Well, not the older one. The hoot. I guess the 90s.
It's
one.
A hoot. It's a hoot, don't you know?
Yeah. Trust me. It's just worth, whether you end up liking it or not, I think it's worth watching some of Cutie Honey at least once.
Yeah. Just because just a random...
See, the only anime I've ever really been into is Akira, Vampire Hunter D, Read or Die.
Evangelion?
No, I've never seen Evangelion.
See Evangelion.
Yeah.
What good. Was the one? DBZ.
Dragon Ball Z. Oh.
There was one other one.
Oh, I've gotten into Digimon too.
I did too.
Yeah,
like the Japanese Digimon.
Okay, Ben, shut up.
No, no, I'm just pointing out, at this point, I'm sitting here editing heat sinks in the background because I've totally tuned y'all out.
I've got, we'll get to you in a moment, Ben.
I got the entire series of fan-subbed version of Digimon Frontier, which I think is one of the most awesome Digimons. But that's just...
Hold on.
I watched Digimon when it first came out in Los Angeles.
I think I know which one that one. That was the one with the that wasn't the one with the cards, was it?
That was the one with Spirit Evolution, where they take their thing and they have like a barcode spinning around their hand.
Gotcha,
and they
scan gotcha.
And okay, now they turn into the Digimon?
Yeah, now I remember. Cool.
Okay,
Ben. Or Robert.
Right ahead, Robert. I'm editing heat sinks.
Okay.
I'm sure you're going to bring up some sort of anime shit too, or video game, or actually, you're going to wow all over yourself. Or...
No, I actually don't have really obsessions or one obsession. I'm one of these people that when I get into something, I really get into it. So then I want to know everything about it. Mm. So it could be any particular thing, you know? So, I mean, you should see my bookshelves. I mean, we're talking gaming books from four or five different companies. At one point, it was Magic the Gathering cards. Let's see. Sometimes it's video games. I mean, I literally have every single Sim 2 disc that they put out. you know, DVDs, music, books. If I read a book and I really like it, I have to go out and buy the other books in the series if it's a series. I really don't have one obsession.
I have temporary obsessions.
I had temporary. I plead contemporary insanity.
Yeah, there you
contemporary
go.
Contemporary insanity?
Contemporary insanity.
I mean, I go through, somebody put it, little mini fugue states when it comes to certain things. I'm even like that about, like, stuff online. I'll hunt down. That's the reason why I was on such an artist kick when we first started the show. I was on DeviantArt. I saw a piece of really great art. I wanted to see more. And next thing you know, there's 20 artists filling out our picks because the simple fact that Robert can't let anything go. So, you know, and right now I'm kind of like, I'm kind of like in between stuff. It'll probably go back to either a book series that I'm reading or some other thing, you know, going back to my art because I started doing art again. It'll probably be that, but yeah. It's just, yeah, I have many obsessions.
Another one I tend to have an issue with, or an obsession with, believe it or not, I have an obsession with Wikipedia. I love Wikipedia.
And we know that is the most reliable source for information on God's green earth.
Yeah, whatever. Look up
the article, and for those of you who don't believe me, look up the article for KTXT-FM, as written by me. This should tell you everything you ever needed to know.
Over time, Wikipedia, the veracity of their information has gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
And
there's still a lot of it, though, that's still very, very...
Oh, yeah. I always read shit with a grain of salt.
Yeah, but, for me, it's just more along the lines of just reading it and figuring, you know, like, so I am looking online at something and or something in my head. It's the worst time for me at work because I'll just have completely random thoughts and something will pop in my head and go, I wonder when that movie came out or who that character is.
Or let's see what smegma means.
No.
Let's see what the scientific definition is. And by the way, did you know females can have smegma too?
I really didn't want to know that.
So there you go. Yeah. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Well, no, I mean, I can do that too with Wikipedia. I can, you know, jump on there to answer a quick question. Next thing I know, it's, you know, 10 links later and I'm going, okay, where the hell did that hour go?
Exactly.
And by the way, I also point out, too, that they actually have a number of articles on Wikipedia in Esperanto.
Yes. Hey. Why? But who knows? I can also do that with YouTube. So
I know.
Everybody falls down a YouTube hole once in a while. So, Ben, your obsession.
I'm like you. I have, like, a lot of, you know, temporary.
Right. Right.
That's my thing. The one obsession that has stayed consistent through the years, and in a minute you'll figure out why, is actually, I hate to say it, Star Trek. I'm not a Star Wars fan. I actually think it sucks and it's not realistic. For many,
and
many
Star
reasons.
Star Trek is?
It's okay. I it's point actually... out. Okay, hold on, hold on. I point out all of the innovations that have come in technology, and those people that have come up with this stuff have actually credited Star Trek for it. Okay, for example, my Galaxy Nexus 7, or my Nexus 7, not the Galaxy Nexus, the Nexus 7, any tablet computer. Let's see, Jean-Luc Picard was playing with those in 1987.
True.
You know, I mean, look at the first flip phones.
Wait a minute, weren't they talking about tablets in like 1985 or something?
Yeah, and they didn't have them back then, but they were hell. That's, but still though.
Like the idea wasn't new.
Well, the idea wasn't new, but you know, Star Trek took the idea and made it, I guess you could say, plausible. Yeah. You know.
They demonstrated it.
But if you want to hear my obsession with Star Trek, besides the fact that I don't do the whole cosplay thing, I don't get into that.
But
that really
you're not
does.
A red shirt.
No. Well, actually, I do have a command uniform, but that's a Halloween only thing. But I actually, when I still actually had money years and years ago, when I actually had a good job, a good living, a nice house, a nice car, and an abusive husband, I was one of the lucky people that got to bid on some of the set pieces from the Next Generation. And I'm proud to say that I actually own the shooting model of the USS Stargazer.
Nice. Oh, cool.
Huh. I still have it. It's put up, but I still have it. And I paid $9,500 for it. It was the lowest priced model they had. It is now estimated that model is probably worth somewhere in the neighborhood of around $130,000-$140,000. But I'm not getting rid of it. That's a piece of history.
Wow. Jesus, dude.
Well, you ought to see what they got for the Galaxy, the first Galaxy class shooting model that was huge. They got almost $700,000 for it.
Holy crap.
Wow. Yeah, those models actually go for a lot. This is like my one prized possession, and needless to say, my mother has it put up nice and safe and secure, and until I once again own a permanent house and am out of school and all that stuff, it will be a nice little decorator piece. Plus, the nice thing is it lights up. So, no special effects required to light that up. So
nice.
But, you know, I'm like Robert. I have a lot of what I call mini obsession stuff that come and go.
Yeah.
And I'm not addicted to Wikipedia because, you know, I can't see them being the most reliable. And actually, you know what's sad is that a lot of our instructors, when we have to write papers, they will actually tell us if you source anything from Wikipedia, you will automatically fail the assignment.
Wow. Right.
Because most academics do not consider Wikipedia to be an authoritative source.
No. But the thing is,
when
Wikipedia
doing research, it can help you point you into
it. It can help point you in the right direction, but you're not, as a general rule, you don't use it as your source.
They even have that in high schools now.
Yeah.
So, you know, God, if Wikipedia existed when I wrote my term paper for high school, God, made my life so much easier. Instead, I did a term paper in high school on Edgar Cayce. And if you really want to know the really God's awful truth, the man was as boring as fuck. Anyway.
Yeah, he really kind of was.
Yeah. So, now the second topic, if we're done with the obsessions. Yeah.
I think we all mentioned our obsessions, so.
Yeah. I think, Jeff was number two. Yeah.
Why don't you, the listener, give us a call at 361-COL-TALK and tell us what your obsession is.
Hey, there you go. Send us a message on Facebook. Send us a message to the website.
Twitter, Tumblr.
Tumblr.
I would say send it to an account on a place that was supposed to make us one, but they haven't done it, so you can't send it to us there. By the way, guys, I have actually talked to Eric in the last couple of weeks, and it looks like we may actually be getting our COL shirts after all. So,
woohoo!
I'm in deep negotiation with him. I'm in deep, yeah. I would like to be deep inside Eric. Eric's hot.
Oh, I say this.
So, yeah.
That's after show stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just hate.
Oh.
Anyway,
so. Don't be hating.
So,
Ben, anyway,
you have a better perspective on this than I do. I just added my two cents.
Oh, Robert though gets to help me with this one. So, as everybody knows, the whole Chick-fil-A controversy just continues, and I'm not actually discussing the actual controversy because you know what? I'm at this point that I don't care. But I posted a picture earlier this week that came from an actual vandalism of a Chick-fil-A store in California where somebody – and they did a very good job of it too. I got to hand it to them.
Because it looks like they're promos.
The side of the building and it says, "Taste like hate," with a cow with a paintbrush.
I'm surprised that they So one of two things they did with this, either they had stencils, like they probably already had they a probably, stencil of yeah, everything.
It had to be artists that did this. This
or
was, I believe, he is an artist.
Or they were really forward. Good at not getting caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that had to take time.
Yeah, and that's what I don't understand is, you know, generally most Chick-fil-A's in most suburban areas are generally pretty well lit. So you know, I post that up there.
The one, hold on. The one at my where near where I work, honestly, it's a little dark when it closes. yeah. Anyway, but no, yeah, the guy who did this came forward. He's an artist, trained in New York, and the right wing is calling for his head and his balls. So anyway, going on.
But this has also happened in California, so he'll get off with a slap on the wrist and probably a congratulations from Jerry Brown. So anyways, so I post this just because I thought, you know, I really, honestly, I've made my feelings on the whole Chick-fil-A controversy pretty much well known that they're a private company. They can do what they want. All but right. At the same time, I think that this whole thing has been blown completely out of proportion. Mm. But I saw this and I'm like, you know what? This is not your standard issue graffiti.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? I kind of like this. And I didn't really like it so much for the message or anything else. I was just like, you know, this is it's different. I hate to say it, it's creative. And so, you know, Ben Volkman made a comment, and, you know, he was fairly funny about it. And then this other guy comes on. And by the way, this guy has since deleted all of his comments from the post. And he admits, and like I said, Robert, jump in here because you've read all the comments.
Yeah, he was
the guy
pretty...
was a left-wing closeted nutcase.
Yeah.
And he kept saying that, you know, because, I mean, I have no problems with somebody expressing their themselves like this. I don't have I have an issue with the vandalism aspect. But right. My whole thing is, if you want to sit there and have this thought, that thought is protected.
Right.
It's protected under the First Amendment. Always has been. And this guy kept going back and forth, you know, and I think the first comment that I made that kind of, and I don't really think I say anything that sparked anything, but I guess it did, you know, he made some comment about, you know, him not having a right to vandalize the building, which, you know, fine and dandy, but, you know, I made the comment that I tend to agree, however, everyone is entitled to their views, right, wrong, or stupid.
Right.
Because, you know, the guy, you know, I mean, let's face facts, you know, most of what people say these days is just flat out stupid. I mean, that's just life. But this guy starts going off on me. And Robert, I'll let you kind of fill in some of the blanks here.
Well, the guy in between Ben's second and third comment had basically said that about the act of vandalism, making, you know, saying that it was protected speech. And Ben then came back and said it's not protected speech because it's not. It's a crime.
Yeah, I actually said the act of vandalism is not a right and should be prosecuted, but the thought that created the act is protected speech.
Right. So the guy based, and then Ben mentioned that he was a lawyer. This is
no,
the first.
No. Yeah. I am not. I am a law student.
Oh, okay. That he's a law student. And then this guy basically goes into overdrive mode. And I mean, I don't even remember the whole gist of it, but basically called
kill all the
Ben, but everything but a commie pinko faggot pig. So, you know, basically saying, oh, yeah, trying to intimidate me by saying you're, you know, a lawyer and all this kind of stuff. And Ben came back with.
I'm not a lawyer.
He's in criminal defense.
I'm not yet, because he was acting as if I was defending the corporations and everything else. Right. I'm like, no, I'm doing criminal defense. And generally, criminal defense attorneys are not crooked. But that's when he went,
apeshit. Anyway, wow. And then basically, I don't remember what he said that caused me.
He started talking about how, you know, I was going to be one of those that was going to get up there and tell a rape victim how they deserved it and.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I mean, the guy was being, I mean, I literally, you know, and that's why we titled this week's show, Would You Like a Little Vinegar to Go With That Douche? This guy was a total fucking douchebag.
Right, exactly. And when I read that he was closeted, because in one of his statements, he said he was closeted. And I looked at his profile, not a single picture of himself up there, all pictures. I mean, his profile picture was basically him from the neck down. Ain't nothing to him, but that couldn't be blown away by a strong wind, as we see. But anyway, and then after him saying all that about Ben, I basically said, wow, lumping all lawyers into one group. Now, there is some smart thinking not like people to do that to anyone else. Oh wait, they do. Also, he didn't wave his credentials in front of you to intimidate you or anything else. It's his job to know the law. You twisted his words to prove a point. And the actions of one asshole didn't set us back 2 years. It's closeted assholes like you that do.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and then finally, I blocked the guy. Because, yeah. I mean, and this is what I didn't understand, I still don't get, is how this guy was not in my circles on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was not either in my circles or the extended circles you can have, yet mm-hmm. he was showing up. And I did not, when I post, I don't publicly post anything.
Right.
I post to my circles. I don't want to publicly post shit because I don't, because of reasons like this. And, you know, so I had to block the guy. I don't know how he got in, but somehow he got in. But, and then, like I said, mysteriously, sometime today, he's deleted all of his comments. Either he's deleted all of his comments or he got kicked off Google.
Hmm. Well,
but the thing is, I mean, you know, I fully, you know, and this is the most cliche. Oh my God, I hate this because this is so fucking cliche. But it's like, you know what? You have the right to say whatever you want. And I'm going to defend to the death. No. I don't even believe all that. But, you know what? Under the First Amendment, you have a right to have your own thoughts, your own opinions. And that's fine and dandy. But, you know, you don't sit there and attack somebody based on ignorance.
Yeah.
You know, because this guy proved that he was beyond just, I mean, ignorant.
I mean, based on grammar alone.
Yeah, at least I had could see what he was saying.
Oh, it was, and you know, I really wish that I had that. Now, too bad the way back internet machine doesn't keep that. Because there's been some people talking about that lately, and it's I forget all about that thing sometimes. But no, the guy just kept. I mean, you could tell he was just a left wing whack job.
I mean,
because what got me set off too was when he was making the comments about, oh yeah, you'll be one of those lawyers that gets up there and tells a rape victim she deserved it. Well, you know, sometimes they do. I'll admit, hey, I'll tell you right now, I've studied cases where sometimes the bitch deserved it, because when you sit there and say, oh yes, I want this, and then you decide to turn around and say no, fuck you. But you know, that's there. The guy just started attacking based on nothing. The guy doesn't know me, knows nothing about me, and just starts just verbally attacking me, and it's like, oh fuck, no.
I've often had this thought or query about things like this. There are people in this world that for whatever reason are just have to argue, have to point things out and picket things and make a, you know, just, and the stubborn as a mule thing goes to like the nth level where they're just like, I don't care what you have to say. I don't care what you're saying. Right. You could be completely and totally right, but you're not, you know?
You know, when you say that, you know who automatically comes to mind in a humorous manner?
Who?
Everybody's favorite British lady, Hyacinth Bouquet.
Oh, yeah. They're contrary. Yes. Whatever point you've got, they automatically take up the opposite point.
Yeah. Now, I will.
They're always right.
I totally agree with kind of what you said. I when I saw the picture, like I've seen it before. I saw it, you know, right after. That to me went a little too far, personally. Yeah. To me, it went a little too far because it's a crime. Now,
right.
If you want to hold up a sign and have it set on there and you're kind of standing there and protesting and whatnot, more power to you, go right on ahead. But when you actually vandalize.
See, you're totally right. But yeah. Once again, the message he was trying to get out is protected.
Yes, I understand that, but the way he conveyed it is not.
No.
Right. No, it's not.
So
it is not, and I have no problems saying that. But you know,
so that was
they're just people. They're just people that don't know how to separate the two.
No,
yeah,
because thoughts and actions are two totally different things.
Right.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with having that. The thought, because I, you know, it's funny, I will admit, you know, but.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. I actually kind of giggled a little bit, and I think Ben Volkman said that he laughed so hard that, hold on, how did he put it on there? He said, and I quote, and we all love Ben, he's a great guy.
I almost spit out my tea I was drinking when I saw this, LOL.
Yeah, So there you go. And if Ben makes a comment like that, then it was funny because he doesn't usually comment too much on stuff like that.
Right.
So I just I agree, and I think people need to realize that expressing these things, going online, I know people do it all the time, and it's getting to the point where it is getting like set up already, especially about this. But that's what you need to do, and protest and talk about it and be, you know, and make a point to be that way. Do not. But when you go against laws and everything else, then it becomes an issue. Then
but I also point out too, the guy has come forward and taken responsibility for it. Yes, so therefore, sure, you know,
he'll be take he'll deal
get a
with
slap
that.
He'll get a slap on the wrist and a hug from the governor of California.
But yeah, so I just to me, if you're going to if you're going to protest it in a way that it doesn't hurt the cause, because people will take this. The people who agree with it will take this and, you know, go running with it wrong and all that stuff. So, yeah, every time we have a victory, it takes only one thing to defeat
it. But, you know, that's not just in our community. That's in every.
Yeah.
You always had that kind of group. You have that same thing going on over and over. But so there you go. That's my bitch and complaint of the week. And speaking of bitches and complaints of the week, hey, Jeff, tell us about the poll from last week.
Last week we were talking about more than one partner, cool or not.
Huh.
We had yes, no, hell yes, hell no, the more the merrier, and other.
Why can we not look at, you know, I mean, I know you might be able to, but why can we not, when they see each other, why can't we see what the other is?
I don't know what's going on with that. I thought you could. In any case, I have them. So we had 14 said yes, 5 said no.
You know, and that yes number is actually a lot higher than I thought it would be. I figured it would be high, but I didn't expect it to be quite out of 40 that's votes. That's pretty hefty.
That's a large percentage.
Yeah.
Also add in the 8 who said hell yes.
I know, when it gets even
worse. I mean, that's second place out of all of this.
Yeah.
Hell no, said 3. The more the merrier said 4, so that's an additional one on the yes side. An additional 4 on the yes side. In other, here's what we had. This economy, wouldn't make more sense than a traditional 2 income?
Sure, come on. That's a thought-provoking thing. We're going to start the Cubs Out Loud commune.
The bear tribe.
It would be awesome.
Okay, for others in principle, but not for me and my husband.
Yay.
Aww.
Yes, with clear understanding of the relationship first.
And that's the thing I think most people fuck up on, is there's no clear understanding, or they try to define boundaries, and then they go back and try to redefine them over and over again.
Well, that's because Taylor. But the thing is that's because most people go into it with a strict expectation, and you can't do that.
No.
It's like any relationship. You have to be able to communicate with each other. If you can't communicate with each other, then it's automatically going to fail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's nobody's business but my own, says somebody else.
Wow.
Wow.
Huh.
Indifferent. And the last one said tough sledding.
What?
Tough sledding.
It's tough to do. Is what that means.
Nice. Okay, then.
Wow. Very interesting.
The poll of the week. These polls always stay open, so keep voting.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe that's what we need to do on a future episode, is go back and re-review the polls for the recent past.
Huh.
Cool.
And see if any of our thoughts and opinions have changed on them. So, hey, let's do that next week.
Hey, one of the polls from a long, long time ago was, do you listen to the show with your boyfriend? Yes, no, or I don't have a boyfriend / cry. At the time, I don't know when the last vote was made, but at the time there were 2 that said yes, 6 that said no, and 14 that said I don't have a boyfriend / cry.
Now, see, these days, if we did that poll, you could add one more category, Miss Tammy.
Yeah. Well, she's
still got to have a boyfriend.
Well, yeah, she does.
No. He's a husband.
No, she's got a husband and a slave.
Yeah. So, see, there you go.
Well, you can still consider that kind of in the boyfriend category.
Yeah, I guess. And then, of course, then there's the poll of this week. And this week's not a traditional poll.
Oh.
Another one.
Why not?
This is like, you know that whole thing about your worst sex stories? You still want them.
Yeah, we
do. Send them. We want to hear
they
yours.
Just want to see, they want to see how, they really, Jeff and Robert want to see how much worse off their sex lives are than yours.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I just got laid this morning, but that's beside the point.
Sorry, Robert.
And but this week we want to know, you know that whole Power Hour thing where we did on Google Plus broadcast live
that went over really well.
We wanted to do that again, but I mean we're not necessarily going to do a Power Hour necessarily. We want to know what you would like to see. What's the main topic where you'd like to see our faces talking about?
And I still remind you that Damon lasted, what, like 20 minutes before he went to the... We thought he was in the bathroom using it. Yeah, he was using it.
I was using it all right.
Oh, God.
He was talking right to it. So, yeah, we definitely want to know what you would like to see for our next Google Plus broadcast live episode. 361 COL Talk. Send us...
PG. It has to be PG. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure. Unfortunately,
Google usage.
Google and YouTube. Now, however, though, if we ever wanted to do a severely X-rated one, we can do that on Ustream, but we'll save that for another time. Or we could
this
do
is specifically Google Hangout.
Right. Yeah, so it's got to be PG, maybe at most. PG.
Well, simulcast to YouTube, so PG.
PG-13.
We can take off our tops, just not our bottoms.
We can talk dirty.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We just can't show anything.
Once again, go to cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Send us something. 361 COL Talk. Find us on Google Plus on Facebook.
Because you know what? We want to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, we haven't heard from really anybody yet. What the fuck? Yeah. It only takes a second.
I'm feeling kind of lonely.
Right, here's what you do. Right now, pull over if you're driving.
If you're masturbating, put your penis down.
Right. I want you to
keep masturbating. Phones nowadays are one-handed.
Go into your contacts, hit new contact, put in the name Cubs, and then for the last name out loud, and then go into the phone number and put this in. 361, and that's 361-265-8255. Okay, so it's 361-265-8255.
Hold on, I'm getting a message right now from it's coming from Indianapolis. It's from Mr. Cubs Out Loud. He said stop using his name.
Again? No. That's the wrong number. It's 361. Okay.
That's what happens when you call 261 COL Talk. And what happens if you call 360 COL Talk?
Oh, God.
363?
If you call 360 COL Talk, you get Cablevision of Northern Pennsylvania.
That way, now you save it, and now you can just go about your business. And then later in the day, when you're ready, saying, you go into your contacts, you hit call Cubs Out Loud.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear my succulent voice. That's not the right word.
Succulent?
I don't know.
That's how you describe a Christmas turkey.
In any case, you hear my voice.
Possibly Dan Sabroso's perfectly round ass.
Saying that you've reached the COL hotline to leave a voicemail. To say, hey, this message is for Cubs Out Lab.
And by the way, you can also text message that number. You can also send text messages to that number as well.
Ooh, that's true. Huh.
So send Jeff a text at 361 COL Talk. So with that said, you may now put your butt plug back inside your butt. You may put your pan back on your penis, and you may continue to drive.
Oh, God.
And with that, it's time for Love on Craigslist.
Oh no!
Yes, bringing the best of love and lust to you. And this week, I'm gonna kick it off because I actually found a couple of them this week, and I mentioned one of them earlier, but I'm not even going to go on the record as mentioning it. But the title was necrophiliac seeking a corpse. Oh. That was out of San Diego, so be careful, Robert.
That's nowhere near San Diego.
That's closer than I am. But I found one even better, and this one came out of the fabulously... this is out of Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, God.
You looked so tasty.
Oh, God.
Keeping with our necrophilia theme here.
Oh, God.
No. I saw you on my friend's Facebook page posted about an hour ago, and I have to say, I haven't been turned on so much by a picture before. You are definitely Italian, or at least that's where your background is from, and I like how much meat you have on you. I'm going to the restaurant where your photo was taken in 2 weeks. I believe you are going to be there. Well, at least that's what my friend said on Facebook. And if you're into it, I'm going to take you in the corner and show you what the real meaning of hungry bottom is. I don't care if you make a mess on my face. I don't care who sees. And by the look of things, I think you wouldn't mind. There were others in the photo album, but you captivate me. I don't think you will see this, but I attached a picture of myself and you just in case. I can't wait to taste you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Sorry. No. No. You just don't. No. That is beyond stalker. That's like, I want to drink your pee. It's like, oh my God.
Or who was it that was getting, who was it that got offended the other day on Bruiser because somebody sent them a message on Growler and said, I would drink your bath water?
Oh, that was Aaron.
Was that Aaron?
Okay.
Aaron, shut the fuck up and let him drink your bath water already. Sell it. Sell it to him. Make some money. Contribute to the Cubs Out Loud We Need Money Fund because we need money. Or just go to Amazon.com/Jeff Anderson.
But yeah, the that's just wrong. Wow.
Yes, that's pretty...
Wow.
Damon, you want to pony up?
No. Yeah, no.
No.
Okay, Robert.
That made me feel like
dirty.
Violated. Yeah.
I really want Damon to go next because I think I've got you beat again then. But okay. We'll let Damon go next.
Damon, go ahead.
See, mine's not... It's nothing really. This is just misconnection.
Would you like to pick a seat now then?
Huh?
Would you like to go
ahead and concede? I concede now, but I'm just going to go ahead and read it anyway. sorry, I'm still creeped out. Okay, this is... okay, hot black guy at Smucker's at 12 p.m. today, 8-1.
Okay, I'm sorry. Say that again?
Smucker's? Hot black guy at Smucker's.
As in the jelly place?
I'm thinking it's a restaurant.
That's Smucker's.
S-C-H-M-U-C-K-R-S.
Oh, Smucker's, it's all still good.
Smucker. Anyway.
Zucky's? For a nice pecan roll?
This is... Wow.
Stick that up your ass.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You held the door for me, and I let you and your small son have the first table. Three people asked if they could share your table. I think you had a steak. I would love to meet up sometime. You are probably straight, but you wouldn't have to do anything but lay back and enjoy yourself, then go. I would be very discreet. Which college team shirt did I have on? You have a really nice car also. See, this is following along that obsession vibe. Yeah. I looked at you when you came in. I looked at you when people sat at your table. I saw what you ordered and watched you eat it.
With your small child.
Yes.
God. Dun, dun, dun.
It was just like I said, obsession.
Like, right. A little creeper-ish.
Yeah.
Just around the edges.
Yeah. Actually, as creepy as Ben's, but could, yeah.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing because mine is not only creepy, it's full-blown retarded. And it goes into sticking things up your ass.
Yay.
Let's see. Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was going to go Lake of the Ozarks, but Lake of the Ozarks proved to not actually have anybody in there that's that creepy. So... Ben and I were discussing one earlier. It was a guy who was so desperate, he posted twice within 6 hours and put his full on home address.
Oh,
in
my
the
God.
And I did ask Robert to flag that just because it could have been somebody else's address and he was just right. fucking with him. That's not cool. So,
no.
But so coming out of Tulsa, we have I Know She's Out There, Woman Willing to Stick Banana in Her Ass. Men for Woman, 38. I want a woman who is willing to stick a banana in her ass. Not that I would actually want you to, just the fact that you would is enough for me. I'm kinky minded, even though I probably don't know what real kink is.
Obviously.
If you'll stick a banana in your puss or ass, you're the woman for me. Hit me up. I like the light tone.
Yeah, but even I gotta say, I still think mine beats that.
Call it a draw.
Damon, no. Who went? Damon's gonna decide the winner this week.
You're creeped out by both. Who do you love more?
I'm actually not creeped out by yours. It's kind of like what the fuck. That is where I am with that one. It's like seriously, what the fuck?
Sit or get off the pot.
Fine. Fuck you. I conceded to Ben, and I think he won okay. this time. That
Yay.
Was.
I'm a great
That's my ain't right.
Ben, you are the better.
That was winner gets
nothing.
That boy ain't right.
It just was creepy. I'm sorry. Just.
I also point out too, I have this amazing ability to find the most bizarre.
I should probably not wait until the day of.
Generally not a good idea. Well, me and Robert waited. Me and Robert sat there for about a half hour before the show began, and it was bullshit, and we both found ours, so. You have to know what to look for. Don't look in your own city. You gotta
well, I don't. This was Toledo.
But try next time, try Joplin, Missouri, you know?
Try some place that's a little out of the way.
I'm trying random cities every week.
But try some little small hick cities.
But
you know, like Joplin or...
I think with me, it's I look for certain key phrases.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, you know, like with this one, the thing is, it starts with, I know she's out there. Okay, who's out there? How perverted are you going to be?
Love that how this segment's called Love and Craigslist, but every ad that comes up is all about sex.
Yeah, but I point out these are in the... The misconnections, M for M, M for F, F for M, M for T, T for T, T for T, T, T for MF. That's
awesome. Move on to the picks.
Oh, God.
Hey, I'm telling the fucking truth here. So. It's not like it's anything you didn't already know to begin with. So, well, this week, of course, keeping on with our anti-Chick-fil-A pro KFC. This one, I think, has made the rounds already. This was released
very quickly.
Oh, yeah. And it came out earlier this week. And this is, I've got to say, I have never seen something so funny in my life. I even made my 53-year-old straight mother laugh.
Wow.
With this one. And this, of course, would be on funnierdie.com. This would be John Goodman as Colonel Sanders for Pro Gay KFC. That's all I got to say. John Goodman plays a very, very, very convincing Colonel Sam. He really does.
Who's a little? I got it.
I mean, I've totally got to hand it to John Goodman for that one because he totally
sells it. He really sells it to the cheap seats.
Oh my God, does he? Tell us more.
I watched it and I just cracked up because honestly, it's Colonel Sanders as a gay man.
Yeah, so there you go.
A gay man. I'm sorry, it's Colonel Sanders, a little gay. He's a little
gay.
I would love it if John Goodman was a little gay.
Stop it. That's my new favorite laugh now. Or, of course, I could go with this.
It sort of reminds you of that infographic somebody made of all the responses from all the different restaurant chains.
Oh, yeah.
The McDonald's, oh, God, please, you know, gay marriage, that's just, you know, that's kids play. I mean, the shit that'll turn your hair white.
No,
Jesus, Ben.
I've got to send that one to Jeff because he needs to start using that one.
Anyway, so my pick for the week is it's the website incrediblethings.com, but I saw this and it's the ham Dodger makes a hamburger a hot dog.
And the first time I just saw the thing, the ham
dogger.
The first time I saw ham dogger, I mean, God, you should have thanked what was going through my mind. It's like, is this something new on Fort Trough? the ham dogger.
You know, essentially, it's a couple pieces of plastic that turn your meat into a hot dog. And
that's already kind of looking like that.
A shaper type thing. So,
yeah,
that's kind of stupidest thing. I mean, I'm sorry. This is not even just, you know, incredible things. This is just stupid. Stupid. Why the hell
I'm going to have to disagree with that, because here's what I think regarding this is, let's say you got your beef, you got your ground beef, you're ready to make hamburgers. Then you realize, crap, I don't have hamburger buns. But you have hot dog buns. So you just shape the meat into the shape of a hot dog and use the hot dog bun. I think it's pretty much the same thing as
Ron Popeil
I was going to say a couple things real quick. First of all, you aren't going to see these at 7-Eleven on the rollers anytime soon.
Actually,
they got the sausage
Super America.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
They have one at Super America.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's a cheeseburger.
We don't do that in Texas. So.
No. They do it in Texas. It's right over here at my local gas station. I've seen them. Yeah, but it's been ground sausage. So you can do the same thing with hamburger. And actually, you could use ground sausage to do the same thing.
Okay, but see, I was looking at the site. Some of the other things are up there, including the Louis Vuitton waffle maker.
That was just stupid.
And now this one, the one that's funny is the Ace Power Worse Than a Shake Weight. Ray William Johnson, who does Equals 3, actually made fun of it and called it the Vag Blaster 9000. Because, I mean, if you ever watch that one, watch it. So, guys, don't just look at the ham dogger. Be sure to look at the very first one, Ace Power Worse Than a Shake Weight, and just think Vag Blaster 9000. Go to Ray William Johnson on YouTube, look up Equals 3, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's actually pretty fucking funny. But I don't know about the whole hamburger in the shape of a hot dog. That just, no.
I can see Jeff's practical application. I really can.
It's practical.
You
could probably shape it yourself, too. But
it's
my life. Jeff, how will it influence my life?
Also, thanks to Robert. There's also a link in that same webpage about the strangest flavor Pringles, including seaweed, grilled shrimp, soft shell crab, and blueberry and hazelnut.
Those you have to thank the Japanese for, because those people love some strange flavors.
Well, I don't know. The soft shell crab might be okay. Same thing with the shrimp, but blueberry and hazelnut Pringles.
Maybe.
So, Damon, tell us about where they are now.
So, one of my other little obsessions has been gymnastics. You know, the Olympics are going on right now, and
Missed them.
Yeah, gymnastics are kind of fun. I love watching it. Men, yes, it's kind of hot, but the women it's just so fun and graceful and agile and whatever. So, but the reason for that obsession is. Are what comes from the 1996 women's U.S. gymnastic team. So a friend of mine posted a link for where are they now? You know, so there's a link. It's a BuzzFeed article, and it just has pictures of pretty much all of them and where they are now. And honestly, some of these things, it's sad, but it's also kind of fun to hear about where they are now. The worst one I would say would be like Dominique Moceanu, she had to be emancipated from her parents. And
yeah, that one was kind of creepy.
Yeah. And then, you find out she had a younger sister who had no legs, and her parents basically basically gave her up for adoption because she had no legs and he wanted a gymnast. It's like, come on.
Yeah, that was pretty disgusting.
Yeah, I was happy to see the article because you obviously wonder, because most of the time after 4 years, they usually recycle them. You don't really see them anymore. So I think a couple did compete on the 2000 team, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, one of, I think Shannon, was it Shannon Miller had cancer? Yeah. Shannon Miller had cancer. Carrie Strug, I liked her article at the end. You know, everyone knew Carrie Strug because of the whole, she was injured and was right. Carrie Bella Caroli and all that stuff. And she's kind of like, there are things more important than medals. Yes.
What, you know. I don't know what's her name that was beaten by Tonya Harding?
Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, whatever happened to her?
I don't know.
She's a mom.
She's not on the 1996 Olympics team.
Is she doing like the Smuckers Stars on Ice?
She probably is. Or she did. I know she
by
did.
Smuckers and Schmuckers both. She was on the 96 team, wasn't she?
Well,
not that team, but.
She might have been the winter because this was summer.
Oh, okay.
Remember her, it's every 2 years we get an Olympics.
Does that show you how much I care?
I know. But anyway, but yeah, so that's my pick. You know, I don't know if there's anyone who ever even cares. It's just, this was my thing I found and I liked it. And there you go. I really did enjoy the 1996. And I'm, you know, current team, if you don't know, they placed gold. The women placed gold.
Yeah.
You know? And Gabby Douglas was the all-around gold-winner as well. So, yay. Gymnastics!
Yay. I think I'm
and
more excited.
We've got a 10 from the Russian judges for Damon on his floor exercises.
I think I'm more excited about the head wound knife rack or the Martin Luther King thing from the
that was awesome.
That we were looking at earlier.
That was Ben was bored.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And by the way, I'm done editing Heatsink, so it might be up tonight sometime.
And Jeff, for a change this week, has a pick for us.
I know. What the fuck is wrong with him?
I was bored earlier, so I'm like, let me take a look at the...
And this was a good pick, by the way, Jeff.
I popped over to Geek and Sundry, where I watch a lot of Twitch shows with Tom Merritt on there, and he has a show called Sword and Laser. I mean, they just recently started a video show with Felicia Day and friends on their Geek and Sundry channel on YouTube. And one of those friends is Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton?
And Will Wheaton does
the same thought at the same time.
Yeah. Will Wheaton has a show called Tabletop, where he plays tabletop games, various different types of games. And I just started watch the episode where he played Fiasco.
Oh,
God. With Allison Hayslip, Bonnie Burton, and John Rogers. And John Rogers is actually kind of cute. And it was a pretty interesting game. And I mean, they go through things also. I mean, he's gone through other games such as Gloom and Castle Panic, Munchkin. And, I mean, this is really a big thing about board games and different types of role-playing games. So it's not D&D necessarily. Actually, I'm not even sure if he's really done D&D on here.
Yes. I don't know if he's done it on the show, but he's done another one.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a big D&D player. I mean, he even played with the PvP guys.
Yeah.
From that comic, and actually on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, or Wizards of the Coast podcast, I don't remember if D&D or Wizards of the Coast, but Wizards did the show. They played a game at PAX, I think it was.
Yeah.
It was the Penny Arcade guys, not PvP.
The Penny Arcade guys, yeah.
But he's been a big tabletop gamer of various things. Fiasco... He actually wrote a module for the Fiasco game, or helped write a module. I don't remember how far he was into it, but he discusses it on the show, and he plays it with these three people, and it was a really fun time watching it.
Huh.
And you get kind of you get an introduction to the game and how it works, and this is Fiasco is a role playing game. It really is a role playing game.
Yes. It goes all the way.
It has all these bits and pieces where you have to incorporate these things.
Yep.
But you do these scenes where two or three of the characters act out a scene or talk out a scene where they're actually, you know, acting the parts and everything.
Oh, God.
And then after each scene, they determine, okay, is this going to get a good result or is this going to get a bad result? And you got to watch the show to really understand how Fiasco works. And they've got part one and part two of playing the game, but it took a while. It took a little bit of time for them to set it up. So they put that in as a third episode. So I recommend actually popping over and checking the show out in general. I thought just from that one series, it was very interesting. And I can't wait to go back and look at the other ones. Gloom is an awesome card game.
I'd also like to point out
so much fun, and I can't wait to actually watch that episode.
Yeah, and I'd also like to point out that I actually have a very unique thing going on here. That Will Wheaton's got about—I'm sitting here looking at it—several hundred thousand followers. He only follows about 400 people.
Yeah,
I am one of the lucky ones he follows.
Wow!
So he has actually seen and commented on at least one episode of Heat Sinks. So. Cool. I believe it was the one with the great Haboob. So, but I think that was back when he was just getting started on there. So he would actually follow certain people, which I thought was like, hey, you know what? That's really cool. And strangely enough, somebody else who started following me, and I'm kind of scared, Gabriel Iglesias. I know. I was like, why is Fluffy following me?
Is it his verified account?
Yeah, it's his.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of like, wow.
Well, did you meet him in one of your dealings when you're still working in radio?
No. Never met the guy.
Interesting.
But then again, you know, the thing is, you know, like with YouTube and your views and stuff, you don't know who's actually, I mean, you get general statistics, but you don't know unless they leave you feedback, you don't know who's watched.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. But I thought that was kind of weird. It's like, Fluffy, really, dude? Why the hell are you following me?
I don't remember if he's gay or straight. He's straight, right?
I don't know. I don't think I really care.
Maybe he's into Fluffy Boys.
Anything is possible. But yeah, Jeff, that is an absolutely great series. Go through them, but as Jeff will tell y'all, it takes time to go through these episodes.
Yeah, the regular episodes are 30 minutes each.
Yeah, so they're not quick. If you're looking for a 10-minute... you know, 10-minute show, then watch Heat Sinks. If you're looking for 30 minutes, watch this.
Yeah, anything on the Geek and Sundry channel.
Oh, my God, I know.
I mean, it's basically supposed to be regular television.
Yeah.
You know, so, they have a full-fledged episode. I mean, Sword and Laser, the video episode, is half an hour. Of course, their audio show is like an hour or so.
Mm.
But
these are like...
But they had J.R. Martin, or G.R., the guy who wrote Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
George R. R. Martin.
I'm thinking of Tolkien.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of the initials. But anyways, so George R. R. Martin, they had on there, and they've had the Daniel Suarez who wrote.
What's the name of that?
Damon, or is it Demon?
Something like that.
Thanks.
I mean, a lot of geeky things, and it's. It's a pretty good, neat little book club show, so I like that one too. But there's a lot of good stuff there. But Tabletop is my feature of the week.
And you know, that's why when I first saw Jeff had put that on there, I was like,
yes. Wow,
really? Are you kidding me? He put that, wow.
Are you kidding me? I play WoW, which is kind of based off of Dungeons & Dragons. Well, and I played Dungeons & Dragons.
And by the way, I'll point out that if you don't know who was it on? And maybe one of you two know, somebody on... Google Plus was commenting that they had found a bunch of the old D&D shit on the way back internet machine, and they made sure to copy all of that. So they had all the old stuff.
Wow.
First edition or second edition?
First and second.
Wow.
I saw a picture. Somebody online had posted a picture that this guy, his dad, had played D&D way back in the day.
It was Eric Patton.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, this guy...
8 gigs, by the way. 8 gigs of all of the first and second edition D&D.
Wow. Models. Anyway, but this guy had posted a picture online. His dad had bought all the D&D books way back in the day, and the books were falling apart. So sometime in the 80s, before this kid was even born, he sent off the books to be rebound. And he had like a 600-page leather-bound book of D&D stuff from first edition.
Oh, wow. Shit.
I mean, that's commitment. So, wow.
Fucking shitballs, Batman.
Is that the show? That was the show.
That's it? Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, it's been over an hour. There's plenty of ways to contact us. Let us know. Hey, if you have any picks, hey, shoot them our way. If you got any recommendations, shoot them our way. We'll talk about it on the show. Or anything regarding our topics. What juice bag stories do you have? What are your obsessions?
And what do you want to see for the next Google Plus broadcast live hangout?
Especially that. Yes. Also, your sex stories. We want them.
And Jeff will be telling us about Naked Movie Night with Dan Sabroso coming up next week.
Well, no, he's not invited.
Oh, he's new to Austin. You're going to reject him like that? That's so cruel.
Well, for all intents and purposes, we invite per one, and we just started this thing. So who knows? Maybe he'll join us in the future.
He'll bring you a ham dogger.
This week.
See what I mean? That could sound very bad.
Hop over to our website, cubsoutloud.com. Shoot us an email, cubsoutloud@gmail.com. Google Voice, remember, put this in your contacts, 361-265-8255. The 361 CLL Talk. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/CubsOutLoud, Facebook at facebook.com/CubsOutLoud, Google Plus at gplus.2/CubsOutLoud. Also, please pop over to Tumblr, follow our Tumblr blog.
That's going to be Tumblr.
CubsOutLoud.tumblr.com.
There you go.
Where can they find you?
And please, please follow us on there too, because I mean, I try to keep that updated, but you know, the thing is, I need people to interact with us on there. So
exactly.
Tumblr is no fun when it's one sided.
No.
Otherwise, it's just another boring bulletin board, and nobody gives a damn. Post pictures of yourself. Follow us. You know, hey, look who all has started following us. I mean, Travis is now following us. Thank you, Travis. Fat Poke. I mean, we got a handful of followers, but come on, guys. We can do so much better than that. And, of course, you can find me just about everywhere on the net, with the exception of Adam for Adam and now Twitter, because I have actually been forced to close my Twitter account for the same reasons why I don't have a Facebook account anymore. Gotta love that bullshit. And by the way, Instagram also kicked me off this week.
Oh.
I have only used their app. I have never sent any picture I've taken to any of their anything.
It's because they're owned by Facebook.
Yeah, because they kicked me off too. And I sat there like, oh, you know what? Fuck y'all too. So if you aren't on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, you can find me just about everywhere at TatDude806.
That was a really long explanation just to get to that.
Yeah, no, it really was. Wasn't.
I know, right? Theater Cub 79, Bear 401 Bruiser, go.
Wow. Damon's trying Mr. to cut Bradley. Down from that. Damon doesn't want to be known as the 13 and a half minute guy anymore.
And you can find me as Robbie Bobby on Bruiser.
What else?
That's the show.
You can also hold on. You can also find Robbie Bobby at about.me/Robert Nilmander Jones.
Yeah. I'm there.
Yeah.
Any shout outs before we go?
Once again, Travis, good job.
Yay.
Pieces, man. Pieces.
Take it in, everybody!